From UFOs to ghosts and government cover-ups, history is riddled with unexplained events. You can turn back now or learn the stuff they don't want you to know.
Greetings, fellow audiophiles. My name is Matt.
And I'm Ben.
That makes this Stuff They Don't Want You to Know. I'm not behind a camera, I'm in front of a mic today, which is kind of fun for me. Ben, you're always in front of a mic.
Well, you know, we end up in weird places in our lives, depending on what we do. We could be people in front of microphones, we could be cleaning streets, we could be landed on the moon, we could be the president riding in a motorcade through Dallas on November 22nd, 1963, and what bad timing that would be for us.
Yeah, that's okay, I'll pass on that one.
Yeah, we're talking today about the assassination of John Fitzgerald Kennedy, and as always, with these episodes, these are our, kind of our show notes, a peek behind the curtain.
Yeah, the little DVD commentary.
Yeah, we're just hanging out with, some of the questions and things that we had. We, just today, in fact, you and I filmed a piece on lingering questions about the JFK assassination, right?
Yeah, I think we called it the top five. Lingering questions.
Lingering questions, yeah. And we had a couple of interesting things there. What got me is that as we dove into this topic, I found more stuff than I thought there would be, and a lot of it not easily debunked.
Yeah, not easily debunked, and there's so much conflicting information out there on most of the tiny parts of the subject that it's tough to know really who to believe. Don't we get that almost every week with every topic?
Well, we get some things that depend. It depends on how you look at it. Like the idea of some international finance shenanigans. Those often have conflicting information. Almost anything historical has conflicting information. We also run into some that are just clearly BS.
But there's always some PR firm that will give you a completely different story.
Sure. Yeah, we run into that. And then there's always some group of people who will say, for instance, that the world actually is flat.
Or a hologram.
Or hollow.
Yes.
And we're not saying there aren't extensive cave systems. But what's interesting about the JFK stuff, I was thinking about this when we were filming the video we had shot today. What's interesting about the JFK thing is there was one of the first episodes we tried to write, and we never did it.
Yeah, it was, I hate using this term, but it was kind of low-hanging fruit in the conspiracy world.
Yeah.
But then we realized it's such a huge topic. We really had to break it down, and we've done a couple videos on this. The old JFK Revisited.
We did that.
Executive Order 11.
Oh yeah, 11110.
Yes,
I think.
Yes.
and that's the theory about, that's the one where the argument is that JFK was assassinated because he was trying to, regain control of the United States monetary supply, which as we know is still now currently controlled by air quotes. Do some finger quotes if you can while I say this, a quasi-governmental banking system. So
sounds so good when you say it though. Quasi-governmental.
Yeah, nothing says trustworthy and dependable like quasi.
You gotta put that in there.
It's like, I quasi love you. I will quasi be there at noon. It's a, far be it for me to rake in that, but we do have that video and we ran into some questions here, but just to recap, some stuff that we talked about that we dug into on that video we shot today, man, the stuff about the autopsy, it was frightening to me. That is where we found out that We found out this guy named T. Jeremy Gunn, I think his name was, works at the Assassination Records Review Board or whatever it's called, which is a real thing. First off, that's amazing. And, he's gone through all these pages of documents about all the declassified pages of documents about JFK's death and people who were working in the CIA or the FBI at the time. And then he found out that, there's a lot of strange stuff going on with the autopsies and the body. It's what Chuck would call hinky.
Oh yeah. No, I completely agree, Ben, that there's some crazy stuff going on there. And then we looked at the Zapruder film.
Yeah.
And a lot of the questions about its authenticity, which generally have been debunked.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some pretty interesting theories, and especially when you watch the videos of the mm-hmm. breakdown when the Zapruder film has been stabilized in several different ways, and
yeah.
there are people arguing that it's a composite, that the limo was taken out of context and the timing was changed. It's fascinating. It's one of those things. It's a subject that would have gotten me into conspiracies if I wasn't already.
You know, who else thinks that JFK was killed by a conspiracy?
Who?
People. Fidel Castro.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh, because Cuba denied Oswald, Lee Harvey Oswald, entry into Cuba, you know, sometime before the murder, right? Because Oswald, as we know, died pretty soon after the assassination. And apparently Castro had conducted some tests with the same rifle, said there's no way Oswald could have fired the shots.
Castro was doing his own independent investigation.
I'm sure he had people doing it. Yeah, but he did have an independent investigation. And then we know that the story got – this was stuff that didn't make it into our video today, guys. And we know the story got muddied further because people on the Soviet side were propagating some misinformation as well. The Cold War is just crazy, man. I'm still not sure if it ever ended. I think the world is just continually in a state – of Cold War, and like the lowest amount of conflict is still just constant trash talking, you know?
Well, that's what the Earth is, right? It's at least when it's underneath the control of humankind. It's a right. one massive power struggle for who controls the resources and who has the biggest guns.
Yeah.
Who's the biggest threat. And we haven't left that since the feudal ages.
No.
The biggest kings with the largest, scariest halberds.
Halberds, nice. We've got one thing that we tackled on the episode that really blew me away was this idea that there are still classified documents about JFK 50 years on, 5 decades, half a century, 2 25-year periods.
Yeah, there's got to be something in there. I mean, there's maybe it's only one or two little pieces of information.
Uh-huh.
But it's probably, I was going to say damning, but I probably can't say that.
No, I'm sure you can say damning.
Because you can use it in that context.
Well, if we leave it in the edit now, we'll both get bleeped.
Well, we'll just find out if Noel thinks we can say damning or not.
Mm-hmm. It's a big hand for our super producer, Noel.
But
yeah, point
right, there's got to be at least one or two gems of terrible information in there for it to be classified.
Or, yeah, maybe, but it might not relate to the JFK assassination.
Exactly. Maybe so, it's further reaching, having to do with Cold War stuff.
Right. Maybe there's like a CIA operative who is deep cover somehow in a way that affects...
Still to this day.
Yeah, that affects U.S. relations to this day, which is possible. There's a thing that we found out about the JFK Act, which necessitates the release of all these documents in 2017 with a very interesting caveat.
Yes, the president of the United States, whoever it is at that time, gets to decide. It's their decision
mm-hmm.
whether or not it's going to be declassified or not.
And it does go to the executive branch, but it's also possible for the NSA, for instance, or the CIA themselves to say, oh, releasing these documents would be a potential threat to national security, to the military, to our defense budget,
yeah.
I don't know, to corporate interests in the Caribbean. Who knows?
Yeah, really any agency that has the ear of the president just walks up and goes, hey, buddy, we really can't do this. It's a bad idea.
Yeah, and so it's politically advantageous to have these kind of cutoff dates where they say, okay, well, once it's not secret anymore, we'll release it. But my money is on something involving espionage in Russia. Because that makes sense as something that would be kept secret. But, you know, who knows? It might be Howard Hunt and, President Lyndon Johnson or then not yet President Lyndon Johnson, and some Cubans and some mafia members, just all sitting around eating pizza and saying, you know who we should shoot though?
Jesus. that's best case scenario for me, just from a conspiracy theorist standpoint, that it really is this massive, insane conspiracy that's documented somewhere that the CIA has been holding on to.
Usually,
that'd be wonderful.
Well, usually when we see, it'd be wonderful just to know the truth. And I think we found a nice statistic there. When the Warren Commission report came out, 90-something% of the public believed it. But then just a few years later, it was down to like 30% of the U.S. public believed it. And now it's right around 25% of the U.S. public believes the official story. So the majority of United States residents believe that there's more to the Kennedy assassination story.
Well, think, we've all grown up. I'm 30 years old. Since I have been able to think, there have been JFK conspiracy theory shows on television that I've been watching. Mm-hmm. So the first I heard of it was the conspiracy theory side, you know, not from the historical standpoint of just this is what happened.
Yeah.
So I think it's kind of ingrained in a lot of our minds now that it's that there's something more to the story.
Right. And the ideas here, I think, haven't been as fully explored as they could be. Rationally. And what I mean by that is this, the use of the label conspiracy theory is such a pejorative. And there's a,
but in this case, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah. But there's a really interesting document that comes out, a little bit after the assassination when they're trying to deal with the, public relations disaster, they being government agencies trying to deal with a very traumatized American public. They have this thing coming out where, they have this document, I wish I could remember, where they're talking about how you should label anything that's not the official story as a conspiracy theory. And they use the phrase.
Wow.
So I got to tell you, man, to be honest, I do think there is something more to the story, but I think most of it could be probably chalked up to espionage things, relationships between state agencies and corporations, often connected by mutual family members that was never supposed to see the light of day. So it may not be, you know, it may not be some weird thing where they say, oh, the CIA or, I don't know, the Mounties killed Kennedy for some reason.
I've never heard that before.
I made it up. I don't or, you know, something like that. It may not be something about the Kennedy assassination directly. It might be something like after they concluded their deal to give predatory lending terms to, you know, this nation that they thought might fall to communism, they went ahead and had United Fruit move in. You know, United Fruit found the current dictator to their satisfaction. You know, it might be something like that, which is equally, I mean, in some ways it's more frightening, but I think it's very easy for us to hear that their documents are still declassified and then think they automatically have proof of a conspiracy. I mean, maybe they do, but if they do, if there really is a conspiracy and someone really does have control over that, then it's not going to come out while the people who are around during the assassination are still alive.
Yeah. You know? So it may be another 25 years. Who knows?
Yeah, gosh.
Well, to me, this is why I think it piques the interest so much. Hmm. It's very much like me telling you this big long story of all of the things that happened around some event that affects you, at least emotionally. Mm-hmm. But then I let you know that there are a couple things that I can't tell you about this situation, and I'm going to keep them in this file right here. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to keep it in my pocket.
You can see it when you're older.
And yeah, when you're mature enough and I think it's safe, I'll tell you about it. That's exactly what's happened. Not exactly, but it's very similar to what's happened.
Well, let's end this on an open question. Listeners, everybody, thank you for listening to our show, getting a little more information. I like that you called it a DVD commentary. That's cool. And here's our open question. What do you think happened in the Kennedy assassination? Are you one of the people who thinks that the CIA did it as a way of removing a troublesome person who is intended to be a figurehead? Do you think the banks did it? Do you think the mafia did it? Do you think it was just Lee Harvey Oswald and then decades of misinformation building a few bungled things into a vast conspiracy? Let us know what you think. We'd love to hear from you. You can find us on, what are the ones, Matt?
You can find us on Facebook and on Twitter. We're Conspiracy Stuff. You can find us on Test Tube. That's the digital media network that we're on. You can also check us out. Well, you're on iTunes or you're on an RSS right now listening to this. Mm-hmm. But you can find our video podcast there as well. Or if you don't like any of those things, you can send us a good old fashioned email to conspiracy@discovery.com.
For more on this topic and other unexplained phenomena, visit testtube.com/conspiracy stuff. You can also get in touch on Twitter at the handle @conspiracy stuff.